Hello, podcast. Welcome to Mountain Crypto. I'm your host, Shane Ripley, and I'm going to attempt to do a FaceTime and a YouTube at the same time. So if you could just bear with me. Facebook people, I believe I have the video started. I am working on doing a live streaming to YouTube and my podcast and also to Facebook. And it looks like we're ready to go. Let's see what we want here. All right, looks like we're live. Okay, cool. Hey, this is your host, Shane with Mountain Crypto. I am getting this set up to do a in-depth review on the SkyCoin ecosystem. And I think I can do a little in-screen here. Let's see. All right, so there we go. Again, I'm your host, Shane Ripley with Mountain Crypto. Today, we're going to attempt to do an in-depth review of the SkyCoin. And I've got some slide presentations. I've got other information. First off, I want to thank my subscribers. Thank those that comment. And we appreciate your support and all the new subscribers that showed up at the event on Friday here in San Diego County. Thanks for coming by. It was nice to meet some folks in person and try to answer all your questions about just basic cryptocurrency and the blockchain and how to get started. Anyway, this is a little bit more advanced for folks that are wanting to get in at a higher level. And I will try to find some way to set this phone up so I'm not bouncing around on the... I don't know if it's going to be possible to do this like I wanted. We'll see. All right. That should be somewhat okay. Anyway, so let's move ahead. I digress. Please remember my disclaimer. I am not a financial advisor. I'm not an advisor of any kind. So do your research and... What happened to my beautiful presentation? Here we go. All right, so you should be able to see that pretty good. Oops, I keep my finger out of the way. I'm trying to set this up for our Facebook people here. I'm trying to do too many things at once, huh? So there it is right there. What is SkyCoin? Well, SkyCoin is a lot more than just another cryptocurrency or a digital coin. It's an entire ecosystem. It's pretty exciting. This is actually my favorite altcoin. They're not quite on the top 100 list of market capitalization or daily activity, but they have popped up on that here and there, but it seems like they're busy making things happen, and they don't have the same, what would be the word? Excuse me. Boy, starting off to a bad start here, folks. Sorry. They don't have the same marketing team. They are building a marketing team. They just took someone on new, and so this is a good thing. And first of all, this presentation is very well written, and I haven't really gone over it except one time, so please excuse the little bit of roughness around the edges here. Not quite as spit and polish as usual, but again, remember my disclaimer, it's not financial advice. Don't be stupid. Don't throw away money you can't afford to lose. The market swings very quickly, and sometimes people even lose their money, especially when they trade in and out of stuff that is risky. So do your research. So the presentation here goes into the blockchain. I'm going to assume most people know what the blockchain is if they're interested in looking at an altcoin, but you see the benefits of the blockchain. We're all aware of those. Decentralized. We don't want a few people controlling everything that has to do with money and spending and these type of things. Immutable, can't be changed, can't rewrite it. So really a lot of use case there. If you've looked at some of our videos, you've got the transparency of trust. You have, it's physically distributed. You've got peer-to-peer. And there's some cost savings if you talk about transporting money across to different countries and stuff. There can be a lot of savings for transferring money. So Bitcoin, if you're not familiar with Bitcoin, it was inspired by Satoshi Nakamoto. It's an unknown person or unknown group of persons that released a white paper in 2008 and put Bitcoin, I guess, 0.01 online in 2009. And it's just been doing really incredibly well. And it actually has a really good history. So if you're a Bitcoin maximalist leaning person, I'm not trying to bag on the coin or say that it doesn't have investing value. It certainly does. It has a lot of advantages, you can see here. But there are some weaknesses throughout its history. Some of the success has just been, you know, exciting new technology. Decentralization is really huge with the group and the ecosystem here. There's my clock on the wall. I tried to get away from, you know, possible delivery truck driving up my driveway because I like to do this on the front patio. But it seems like there's always some disruption. I'm sorry. You've got all these good things that that Bitcoin is successful with. But again, there's problems, right? You know, it costs so much just to make one Bitcoin. I had to turn off my miner because the electric bill, and actually would cost me more to make a Bitcoin in power than it would to just buy one. So I unplugged my SkyMiner back in June, I think, and I have turned it on very few times. So centralization of mining, you know, there's only three big mining pools and most of them are in China. Bitmain is the main company that produces all of the miners. So that is definitely a weakness. You've got the transaction fees. You know, they go up and down depending on the traffic. So right now, you can easily pay about $2.50 to transfer even $100 worth of Bitcoin in total fees. So if you don't do it right, transactions are slow. Yeah, there's only 6 maximum transactions per second. So there's no way this is going to be able to handle something like Visa with I think it has like 1,700 transactions, something like that. Even Ethereum can't do that. Scalability, there is some studies that it can't support a billion users. I haven't really sat down with a calculator, but you know, it's only divisible by I think millionth of a percent or something if you count backwards the dots, one Satoshi. So it is limited. People say it'll be around because it's a store of wealth, and I'm sure it will be around for a while, but in the long term, you know, looking out there 10 years or so, it starts to look like an issue. Security problem. Yeah, it's somewhat a security problem because of the 51% attack. If Bitmain or somebody got in and, you know, found a way to control that, I guess that could happen. It's pretty unlikely, but it could happen. Privacy problem. Yeah, there's only limited privacy. You know, everybody talks about Bitcoin and says that's what everybody is doing, you know, illegal things, drugs, terrorism, child pornography, all these horrible things. But in actuality, most people are using U.S. dollars and the banking institute to transfer their money for these endeavors. Maybe a couple privacy coins might also be used. But anyway, the fact is that the government here in the U.S., anybody can go and see, you know, the to and from and the amounts. You can track the movement of different Bitcoin wallets Now, you don't know who it is, and you don't know what they're buying, so there's some privacy, but, you know, if the government suspects that you're the person, they can certainly zero in and grab your computer, and so it's a lot less likely to be used by criminals at this point. But you lose your... Wow. I guess I am just not going to be able to do this on Facebook. Anyway, I tried. Lacks programmability. It only does one thing. It's a currency, cryptocurrency. It wastes resources. I mean, it uses the power to keep the Bitcoin infrastructure up is enough to power a small country. I think people said Denmark. So that's pretty crazy. ISP dependent. It's going to need, you know, the regular internet. So there is control. You know, the government continually is going in and controlling that. And they could theoretically go in and divert funds and cause issues. So there's some potential issues. SkyCoin, though, is really, the team is amazing. And they've looked into these potential issues and present issues. When you talk about the leaders of SkyCoin, such as Synth, the guy is truly like a human brain. And his brain is always going a million miles an hour. And he just is retained so much information that you listen to him for 3 hours. And if you're not used to listening to him, your head will explode. So if you listen to him month after month after month and you have a little tech savvy, you'll really start to appreciate the genius that he really is. So with that in mind, you know, you've got a really smart guy here who was involved in helping Bitcoin solve problems way back in 2012. You have a huge team of developers that are working hard to revolutionize, you know, the whole cryptocurrency and the blockchain. And SkyCoin offers so many services that it's just amazing. And they already have working products. So this is the real deal here. It is the third generation of blockchain when you think about it, because basically you had Bitcoin and Ethereum. And then you've got hundreds of people working around the world on SkyCoin. And as you get to more familiar with the project, you'll come to appreciate that. So the SkyCoin currency, SkyCoin, that's already up and going. That's been around. And also CoinHours, which we'll talk about. You've got the SkyWire, which is a decentralized internet. That's in testnet right now. And the way I understand it from updates, it is near completion as far as making it a mainnet online. Of course, there's always updates and improvements. Fiber, this is a really cool platform which any business can use to launch their own project. You can basically have your own blockchain here. And this is one of the things that makes SkyCoin scalable to infinity. Infinity and beyond. So that's pretty interesting too. The Obelus is a better consensus algorithm. It's based on the Web of Trust through the nodes that are operated by the community, by actual sky miners that are put together, and you can purchase them directly from SkyCoin. They also will accept the DYI miners. And there is a lot of instructions on that. There's a lot of support on that. There's a community for that. And they update the reward process for being a part of that. You've got the Sky BBS. This is where the messaging and social media platform is going to reside. It's pretty interesting. It's going to be, we'll talk about that. And then you got CX programming language. This is the code for the blockchain apps, and there's a lot of information on that, so I won't go into that too far. And you've got the hardware, which right now includes the SkyMiner. The hardware wallet is actually been built, but they haven't released it yet because they're working on the SkyWire. and getting that completed. And then there's an antenna that's going to come out. We'll talk about that. And then micronodes, which are pretty interesting as well. So you really look at the currency as we go through it. You're going to find out that it's going to deliver so much. So many of the other coins have so many shortcomings. And if you listen to Cent's interviews, you can see that, Ether, the transaction fees are outrageous. EOS, you have cheaper transaction fees, but yet the storage is just as outrageous. They've been traded for 3 years on several exchanges. Recently, the biggest well-known one is Binance. And having used pretty much every exchange SkyCoin has been on since SkyCoin has become available for purchase, I can say Binance is the easiest one to utilize. All right. So here's the comparison right here. You got the problems on the top, the speed, the cost, the security, the stability, ecological impact as far as the energy use. You got privacy. You got full programmable, programmability, and you've got the ISP dependency. So for SkyCoin, the transaction speed is incredible, and the amount of transactions is scalable to infinity. So that's pretty good. The cost, coin hours are going to be generated, and as you utilize those coin hours by holding your SkyCoin will actually take care of your transaction fees for utilizing the Sky network, okay, the SkyWire. So that's pretty cool. And then fiber ensures the blockchain isn't overcrowded, keeping the fees low and keeping it not centralized. Obelisk, again, there's different node owners, the DYI guys that make their own, like myself, because I was afraid to buy the unit and not be able to program it or run it, because I have AT&T. I've often said how bad they stink up here in the mountains. It's just horrible. I can only run 5 nodes, and I have to pay for static IP. It's truly a headache up here in the East County mountains. But anyway, it's truly decentralized. Then you've got the scalability. Again, there's no problem with this. I run 8 nodes. Only 5 of them are really reporting, but I run 8 nodes, and it's under 100 watts of power. So that's pretty cheap. One Litecoin miner uses 850 watts. The Bitcoin miners use from 1300 to 2000 watts for a Bitcoin ASIC miner. CoinJoin, this is pretty cool. I can't wait for this to happen. There'll be a way to trade, and we'll talk about that, trade your coins and sell your coin hours if you want for more SkyCoin. Then you've got program scalability. Again, there's anything you can do on the internet, hopefully, is the goal that it would be able to be done on a blockchain. And that's some of that stuff starting to be done now in its first stages with games and things like that. And we'll talk about that. SkyWire provides independence from government ISP networks or shutdown. So that's pretty cool. Up here, like I said, AT&T is so bad that there is actually a meshnet provider up here, but it's very expensive. And I found out I'm in a great location because I'm high on a hill. And so I'm really hoping to get an antenna and actually be a part of this meshnet. And also I'm looking forward to maybe starting a community down here and meeting either online or if we can find a place cheaper. Meeting regularly with a community to help build a SkyMesh network and just get people's questions answered on SkyCoin in general in concert with what I'm doing with Mountain Crypto. So If you're interested in doing something like that, you're in the San Diego County, you know, feel free to look at our description down below and connect with us, and we can talk about what that would look like. So SkyWire is a better internet. The community is awesome. I'm on several of the Telegram groups, you know, the techie one, the extra products, and also just the regular community. Just be respectful, otherwise you're going to get kicked off, and I agree with that 100%. But you'll get any of your questions answered, you know, and they'll help you so much. 100% owned by operators and users, private incentive. So there's a lot of incentives for people. If you can do programming or contribute to the community, there's a lot of bounties and stuff. So there's also, you know, a push to help the third world countries be able to deploy access. So when you find out about SkyCoin and its infrastructure, you're going to find out that in Africa and other countries, you know, where they don't have access, telephones or, you know, cell phones are expensive. This is just an amazing technology that is going to encompass so many attributes of communication today. And then again, you don't have this tracking of your data and stuff. So that's a big plus. All right. Why is my thingy not working? Just do it by hand. All right. So here's a little bit about the network infrastructure. The hardwire, these are nodes. I think I got a picture of the one I built down here. Let's see if I can show that to you. Oops, that's not it. That's me. You don't need to see me. Where is it? Oh, there it is right there. So here's the one I built. I started off with four nodes, and you see there's a few greens in there. Some of them are running. Five of them. Four to five. Five to six. So I have a total of eight. Each one of these Raspberry Pi is an actual node. And there's a little card that goes right in here, if you can see the arrow. And you've got to flash those with the program. And then you got to do a little bit of programming to them and identify your ISPs and your routers and all that. And I've fought with that for months. I used to be pretty techie, but I had a lot of problems. I had my newest computer was like 11 years old. So I had to go buy a brand new computer because it wouldn't even accept some of the little programs and apps that I needed to program this and to, you know, to format my cards, and it was just something else. But anyway, so you can build your own node. Here you can see here's a kind of a cartoon representation of a SkyMiner. Pretty cool. So you have this whole mesh network, you know, some of it's wireless, some of it's going to be nodes that run through the internet. Pretty cool. Secure, fast. Yeah. 51%. Not really going to happen. Man in the middle attacks, impossible. Very much faster, than any current VP. So if you're familiar with a VP is, that's a privacy connection. You go through this VP connection. I forget what the acronym stands for, but it's using someone else's use encryption and use somebody else's platform to get to be anonymous. All right, fiber. So here's a platform for dApps. You know, applications, right? Apps are on our phone, they're on our computer, they're very useful. So people are building games and being encouraged to help build these dApps now. A lot of opportunity there. Code for anything on your own fiber blockchain. So they're actually in contact with power companies that want to use the fiber network, I'm supposing, their own blockchain, basically, to be able to bill people and track and do what they need to do to run their business. Pretty interesting. So there is a lot of business models, commercial business models, that are approaching the SkyCoin team and looking for answers how to be able to do this. Because, you know, you've got like IBM they're offering, oh, you can have this access and you can have this blockchain we can build for you. And I think it's like, it's just outrageous per node. It's outrageous. It's just thousands and thousands of dollars. I think it was $100,000 for like their own blockchain. I'm not sure, but it was very expensive. And you could do it way, way cheaper with this. I think I built my 8-node device for, you know, $450 for pretty much everything I needed. So it's a lot cheaper. So it's programmable platform. They use CX, the programming language. It's infinitely scalable. You just add more nodes. There you go. You can add more and more. Super fast, seconds, 300 transactions per second for each blockchain. So when you imagine you can have hundreds or thousands of blockchains, you know, built one after the other, the scalability is, it's infinite, right? You got Bitcoin and it's 6 seconds and they can't scale it. You got Ethereum, 15 seconds. So far they're not scaling it, so. ISP independent, so it's got to run on SkyWire. People who own these nodes are going to get paid for traffic eventually. Right now there's a reward that's set up and that reward is divided, but eventually the plan is they would get paid for traffic. Obelisk is the consensus algorithm, and you don't need proof of work, you don't need proof of stake, and although I like steak, tastes good, especially if it's grass-fed, by the way. If you can get grass-fed, make sure it's grass-fed finished and go visit the farm. But other than that, I don't like proof of stake so much. It's very expensive. It's not as safe as what we think it is. So you got the web of trust. You've got it secure. It's fast, scalable. You're not using hundreds upon hundreds, even thousands of watts of energy to utilize your own nodes. I got 8 nodes, like I said, it's using less than 100 watts, so much cheaper. CX programming language, so again, this is designed for the ecosystem, the blockchain running on fiber. It's gonna allow a huge distribution of development work from thousands of developers. There's actually education and some, I guess a book or a paper coming out on this. I was looking into that myself. Focus on building fast, scalable applications. It's based on Golang. Golang is kind of close to Python. So if you're familiar with those, this might be something you want to look into. This could be a great opportunity for you to get in on the team. So here is the SkyCoin social media, SkyBBS. It's very similar to all the other ones that we're familiar with, but instead they're not going to be pimping out all your information and you know, spying on you, listening to what you say. So you know, if you just found out your grandma's gotta use diapers, next thing you know, all of a sudden the diaper ads are coming up. They're trying to sell you diapers. This is crazy. people done experiments with Facebook and stuff and talked about cats. People who don't care for cats, don't have cats. Next thing they knew, there's commercials for cats coming up, you know, cat litter, cat food. It's crazy. They're just totally spying on us and everything. And it's like, you know, if you want to give up your data, that should be a decision you want to give up. People shouldn't be watching your every move and listening in on your every word. It's just a matter of principle, okay? So if we don't take control of this now, the government will definitely squeeze us out. So I really support projects like this that you know, are built on privacy and decentralization. You know, nobody wants to support terrorism or kiddie porn or anything like that. But there's other ways to track these people down. So I'm all for this. And I'm not for any of those bad things. And I think if we see people that are doing that, we should report them. feature-rich messaging. Wow, look at all the stuff you can do. I mean, you have control over your content this way. It's really nice. So I know Steemit is out there, but I think Steemit runs on the Ethereum platform. You know, it's going to be limited to what it can do unless they create. Maybe they'll get in on Skycoin and use that as their platform to run on, because I don't see how they're going to get that big and scale if they stay on the Ethereum. It's going to crash. Skycoin coin hours. These are really interesting. I've got a lot of information on this. Maybe we'll talk about it in a little more depth. But as you own one Skycoin, you get one Skycoin hour for every hour. And once you download your wallet, there's a desktop wallet. And there's also a one you can put on your phone if you have an Android. The one for your ISO, for your Apple phones, is up and coming. I'm looking very forward to that. It has a way that you can kind of control the coin hours, and where the older wallet, at least the wallet I have, you know, you're going to burn it if you transfer coin hours. So I'm definitely going to get more than one wallet so that I can have one to use to pay for my bandwidth and you know, these type of things. And then I keep my others to trade in back for more Skycoin as that becomes available in the future. So you can see that. We'll talk about that a little bit more. This is going to be in depth. I'm going to keep going on and on this. So if you you want your head to explode with information, just stay tuned. If you've had enough, this presentation's almost over, so you can quit after that if you want, or you can hang on, listen to more. There's the SkyMiner up here in the top. It's first generation. It's live and on testnet, as we talked about. I was one of the first or second groups to be qualified for this, but again, because, you know, if you're not a little techie, I would say be careful. The next generation is going to update automatically, so that will help. These are cool. Tiny SkyWire micronodes. Now, once these become available, and I know this is something that Synth just talked about, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen real super soon, but this would be super easy if it's set up. I think this is going to be kind of a plug and play. So that would be something that, you know, somebody's just interested in doing a little bit of mining might enjoy doing, or, you know, getting a little reward for running a little node. And then there's the hardware wallet, which I have been waiting for. Definitely going to get probably a couple of these or more. And they've been testing it, and it's actually built, and just going to be a matter of time before they release it, because they're putting everything into getting the SkyWire up and going. The antenna, this is up and coming. The prototype is out. Let's see. I think I can find a picture of this here. Where is it? Here? There it is. So if you go to the Twitter, Skycoin Project, hashtag Skycoin Project, you can see here is the prototype. And it's a motorized antenna, so it's going to lock in. And I would probably want several of these on my roof. I'm in a really good location on the top of a hill, and I know that because I've talked to a small mesh net outfit here locally in the East County, because the cable is, again, so crummy. This is really, really something that could be promoted. I'm super excited about this. Let's see, where to go? Whoops, where to go? Here we go, over here. All right, so the antenna is going to help phase two of the MeshNet network. And again, you get rewarded coin hours in order to deploy and operate this. Not going to use a ton of electricity. But hey, you know, set up a solar panel up there. That's what I'm doing. I'm setting up the solar panel. I'll do a video on that eventually. Other projects. Smart power meters, we talked about it. Here's kind of a description of what they look like to work with the utility companies and stuff. Pretty neat stuff. Okay, so here we go, Sky Miner. Pretty cool, 8 nodes. Now, I know that they're looking at building ones with more nodes in them in the future. So, it's low cost, doesn't make any noise, totally quiet. They're already throughout the world. You can build your own. There's a DYI. You can, once you get on the Tether for SkyCoin, there's the SkyCoin tech app or something. I forget what it's called, but there you'll go to their main information page, and it'll lead you to all the other links that you can join those and get on that if you want. Sky miners earn coin hours for forwarding data. Okay, so right now you get to reward in Sky coins, but eventually you'll get Sky coins or Sky coin hours. First generation 8, we talked about that. And it also includes a router. Okay, pretty cool. Let's see, what's next here? This thing doesn't work very good with my controls. Kitty Cash, you know, Ethereum had some sort of, you know, crypto kitties or something like that, and crashed their platform. But Kitty Cash has been up and going for a long time. I fool around with it. I'm not real big on games and stuff, but I did have the platform. I did have the wallet. I did put in to get one, but when they were handing them out for free. But I haven't really done anything with it. Last time I checked it a few weeks ago, it was still awaiting another update to be able to spend your coin hours. Maybe that's been updated. You use your coin hours like to feed it, or if you want to breed, or if you want to things like that. So, what else? Crypto Kitties games crashed. Kitty Cash built on Fiber. Broad Market. Everybody likes cats, right? If you don't like cats, you should. They're very intelligent. Demonstrates non-fungible digital asset management. Your kitty is DNA unique. Okay. So you can actually breed cats on there. It's kind of funny. So how do you get involved with SkyCoin? Well, like I said, I am open to building a SkyCoin community here in the San Diego County, at least online for starters. I'm not sure how that looks as far as getting a building and things like that. It's not easy to get a building to meet at here. I do know there's coffee shops and things like that. Maybe we could do something like that, but for starters. So if you're interested in that, you can contact me down below, and or you can email me at Mountain Crypto. At Gmail. So if you want to buy SkyCoin, basically you're going to have to get, you know, like most altcoins, you're going to have to get Bitcoin or some other cryptocurrency first. If you're not familiar with how to do that, look at a couple videos back. I've got a whole presentation and got an in-depth on, how to get Bitcoin more affordable with a Coinbase account. You just put cash in there. You transfer that cash to Coinbase Pro, and then you can get Bitcoin for about 30 cents for $100 worth right now in transaction fee. So that's pretty cheap. That's about 1/3%. That's about the cheapest way. And then you can take the Bitcoin and transfer it to one of the exchanges that will sell you SkyCoin, which I think it's Binance. Binance is probably the best one, the best well-known. And as soon as you get it on there, you know, you can already have your wallet on your phone or on your computer. Be sure and use all the safety. Actually, that one presentation I have on Bitcoin, cryptocurrency basics, it goes into blockchain basics, and then how to obtain and hold Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. There's a whole section on safety in there. I would recommend you utilize that. If you email me, I can even send you a outline of the document for that whole presentation with links and everything if you're interested. So if you own cryptocurrency, you can trade it for SkyCoin. I would recommend, if you're into altcoins and you've done your research, definitely get involved with SkyCoin. It's a really good price right now. It's under $4. It's gone up to $50. I think back, I'm not sure when it was, maybe April, May, something like that. They had released some news. There was some, you know, the market wasn't too bad, real bad. And SkyCoin received a little bit of pump on that. And then a lot of people took profit because they're not in for the long term, apparently. I totally respect your right to buy and sell and trade coins just to trade them. But I'm definitely into SkyCoin for the long term. So I'm not selling mine for a long time. They could go to $100. I'm not selling them. So anyway, I hope that helps you get more familiar with SkyCoin. The SkyCoin hours is, here's a Twitter account here. This is actually copied from medium.com. SkyCoin/SkyCoin-hours. And you can see here a very nice description of coin hours and how they work. Basically, the coin hour allocation in transfers. Once you make a transfer, 25% will be sent, 50% will be burned, and 25% would remain. So now you see why I want to get a second wallet, because if you transfer in your coins, you're gonna burn. You know, if you the SkyCoin, if you're transferring the SkyCoin itself, you're gonna burn the coin hours that the SkyCoin earns. So there's no real huge benefit to moving SkyCoin. I do believe I heard Synth in an interview, and he was just speculating, so don't quote anybody. The SkyCoin hours could be worth whatever, right? But he had speculated that a year's worth of SkyCoin hours would be the equivalent of maybe up to 20% of what the coin value is. So I'm pretty sure I heard that on one of his interviews. Maybe it won't be that much. Maybe it'll be a lot less. Maybe it will be more. I mean, that remains to be seen. Nobody can really speculate exactly what they'll be worth, because it depends on how many are burnt and how many are used. The idea is to get them to get used, okay? There's a max amount that you can earn. Here's a little demonstration of how coin hours might work. You get 100 SkyCoin in 24 hours in 1 year. You've got 876,000 coin hours, all right? So if you make some purchases, you do one, then what's going to happen is you're going to burn coins. It says 100, and the one on the on this side, 100 Sky Coins plus one unspent transaction. An hour later, you're going to have 100 coins. So if you make a transaction, scroll down here. So use the SkyCoin, you buy one kitty cash, okay? Now you're gonna burn 50 hours, so 50 coins are gone. 25% are sent with the SkyCoin, that's 25. And you're gonna have 25 coin hours left, okay? So that's what happens. That's what you end up with. Now if you do, if you have two transactions, you bought 50 coins, boom, you got one unspent transaction, you got 50 coins, one unspent transaction, just basically means you're just holding them. An hour later, you get 50 for the one, you get 50 for the other. And if you were to, you go ahead and you buy that same kitty cash with one sky coin, then you're going to lose less coins. So I am not sure, and I've tried to read this. I'm not sure. I'm assuming that those two purchases are in one wallet. And I would assume you would use one address, one public address for this. You would create another public address for this. If you know if that's right or wrong, please let me know. I did not see it really specified, but it is saying that if you make two different purchases, it's going to end up using less coins. So if that's the case, then you know, one wallet, you can make as many addresses as you want. And I would just say break it up into several smaller bags so that you can, you know, when you do use your SkyCoin hours, you will only burn up less coins. So that's what I'm getting from it, okay? I did do a calculation. Shoot, I should have had that ready. I think it's right here. Let me see if I can find it. And is it here? I'm not seeing it. Let's see. Yeah, it's got to be this one. I did have a calculation where I had figured out about what 20% coins would be, coin value. Basically, if you have 100 sky coins, and if what I heard during Cent's interview is going to end up being true in the long run, like I said, it's nobody really knows exactly what they're worth, but the hope was that, from what I heard in the interview, is in a year, it would be about 20% the value of the SkyCoin. So if that's true and that holds out, which remains to be seen, there's no promises being made here, could be nothing, you know. Maybe you won't earn nothing. But if it was 20%, then, you know, SkyCoins are like $3.50 right now per SkyCoin, U.S. dollars. So even if you just average it out to $3, that'd be 300, right? 300. You would have 2, 4, 6. You'd get $60. You'd make about $60. Or, well, you wouldn't if you sold them, but you're going to lose going hours. So I'm not exactly sure how that would work. But if you are able to swap them, the coin hours, for more SkyCoin, you'd be able to get theoretically about $60 worth of SkyCoin in a year, minus, I guess, some more coin hours possibly. So, you know, I'm not exactly sure how that would look, but that might be a little on the rosy side, but hopefully we'll get more information on that as time goes on. Again, you know, they are going to be bought and sold, so the value of them is not yet determined. So we'll have to see how that works, okay? So this is a good article if you want to see it. The link is up there. And also I did put a link on the YouTube for skycoin.net. You can go there. There's a lot of great links. Let's see what else we got here. Okay, so here is the antenna, the prototype. Pretty cool. We're pretty excited about this. If you go to the Twitter, you're going to get a lot of updates on what's going on with SkyCoin. There's a link right there for cyber balkanization, the future of internets. Pretty cool article. There's a little bit more information on the antenna. There is your SkyMiner. Basically, you get paid to be your own ISP. You've got interviews with Cent here. Really neat. All kinds of updates here when they were in It says Cube Attack. They just got back from Germany. So check that out. Here's some games that are being built. We got a couple really good programmers that have created some pretty cool games. What else we got here? So here's the actual website, skycoin.net. I think I put HTTPS. I don't know if I had to put the www for the link. But if the link don't work, just make sure to go to skycoin.net. I'll try to look at that and see if I can change it. So again, you got all the information on the ecosystem, the fiber, the sky miner, the node, and really good detail. Talking about the obelisk and the fiber. Here's kind of the roadmap. As far as we are right now, the new wallet is a little bit behind. So the affiliate program, I don't know what the affiliate program is, but I know you can get rewarded for running a node, whether it be a actual SkyMiner that you purchased from SkyCoin, or whether it be a DYI. The mobile wallet. Okay, yeah, the mobile wallet, that's done. That's done. We just don't have the one for the Apple phone, for the ISO or iOS. Hardware wallet, that's what I can't wait for. The exchange is going to be big. So the coin hours questions are really going to be a lot more, and this is probably going to be pushed out. I don't think this is going to happen in 2018, but it's probably going to be maybe the beginning of 2019. It might be pushed out a little bit, but because we're working on the internet, the SkyWire going mainnet. So the exchange is going to be big, because that's going to be a platform where the coin hours can be swapped. The coin swap, and swap your coin hours for more SkyCoin or other coins that are, you know, SkyCoin has its own platform, so other coins are being built on this platform right now that you can buy and sell. So even though the platform's not up, you can still obtain these coins. If you get on the Telegram group, you can see how to do that if you're interested in that. This is the social network part of it, a web wallet, you know, and down below you've got all these other things going on. Mobile wallet, Signal. Mobile wallet's already, well, that's the ISO. So that's behind. That should be already up here now. So I'll have to update this. Here's a white paper. Pretty heavy duty read, but definitely check it out. Here's a little bit more on the SkyMiner. You just click there if you want to be on the waiting list. If you're a little techie, they are working on a plug and play, but right now you do gotta, the way I understand it, you do gotta program the algorithm and the program and stuff into the cards. So maybe they're already programming them now, but when I asked, last time I asked just a couple months ago, I was told that you gotta do that yourself. SkyWire testnet, meshnet, all this information. There's your miner. That's how they send it to you right there. You got to put the thing together. So if you're not a little bit techie, I would say don't get one. So let's see what the latest is. Whitelisting. That's if you build your own miner. You got to go through the whitelisting project process. I'm on that list waiting. And there's an example of a built one. You can use all sorts of different cards. So you can join the testnet. There's GitHub if you're real techie. You can get all that. And pretty cool. Let's see what else. The team. Let's look at the team. Talked about Synth a lot. There's a lot of great people in the community. Pseudo. Always good guy, answer your questions as long as you're respectful. More individuals here. I mean, there's hundreds of people that are working on this, so pretty cool. Key investors. I've got an article on Lunar, I think it's Lunar X, and how they're working with SkyCoin kind of partners. So jobs, you want to get a job? They're looking for people. So I think that's about it, folks. Really excited about SkyCoin and the SkyCoin ecosystem. And again, if you're interested in being part of the community, let me know. Send me an email, and we'll see what we can do. With that, just thank you guys. Please hit the like button. Subscribe if you haven't already subscribed. Check out our links in the description below. We have a couple affiliate sites. If you haven't got started with Coinbase, a little incentive there. And Ledger Nano wallets there. If you're holding other coins, that's a pretty decent one. Check out the SkyCoin network, skycoin.net, and start getting the emails. Check it out.